Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here with new perspectives on leadership. Something I love about my job, which has to do with empowering and training and coaching leaders to move from whatever level of capacity they have to expand their capacity and power. Their capacity to produce results, but also live from a deep sense of well-being. So something I love about that is I get to study myself all the time, and I get insights that has high impact in my life as I share it with other people and I see the impact in their life. So something I've been interested in for a while is the distinction between what's valuable and valueless. It's not valueless like without value whatsoever, but it is of less value than what's valuable. Now, I've come to see more and more that what's valuable shifts in life. And how we cling to things that used to be valuable without realizing that they are of less value nowadays, give them up and move on to something new. Some things that used to be valuable and very important, maybe 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 6 months ago, get stuck. And we hold on to it because we don't stop and reflect. Does it have value anymore, or has it become valueless, of less value? This can be people you work with. I have recently decided not to work with a few people that's been around for some time as consultants. Not employees, but people I've hired to work with me. They used to be highly valuable for me personally, for the company. But when I stopped and relooked recently, they are not valuable to the level they used to be. We have grown, we have expanded, we have learned. In some instances, results have not been where I expected them to be. So they are of less value now than they were a year ago. So no more. Now other things are valuable. We need other competencies now. We might change our strategies now. So what used to be valuable is new valueless. Time to let go and move on. This doesn't diminish the value they did produce, but now it's not valuable at the same level anymore. Some of my work habits myself are not valuable anymore. I need and value more now uninterrupted time, maybe more than I ever did. Those being ready to serve everybody else around me is of less value now than it has been. It might come back and be more valuable again, but I need to choose consciously going forward. If I want to expand my leadership and my power, the value we create in the world, I need to give up what has less value and spend more time on what has more value and expand from there. So you look for you. What are you clinging to just because it used to be valuable? But if you tell the truth, it's now valueless. When you tell the truth about that, you get some space and you can ask yourself, well, what would be valuable now then? And choose from there and expand your power, your expression in the world, the value you create, and your results. Thanks for watching or listening if you listen to the audio version of this. At wilhelmhast.com, you'll find links to more content like this. And the Winning the Game podcast, I publish new episodes most days of the week. So welcome back anytime you want more perspectives to empower yourself in your leadership.